வசுதேவசுதம் தேவம்
வசுதேவசுதம் தேவம்
கம்சசாணூரமர்தனம்
கம்சசாணூரமர்தனம்
தேவகீ பரமானந்தம்
தேவகீ பரமானந்தம்
கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும்
கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும்
நமோஸ்து தே வியாச விஷால புத்தே புல்லாரவிந்தாய தபத்ர நேத்ர
புல்லாரவிந்தாய தபத்ர நேத்ர
ஏன த்வயா பாரத தைல பூர்ணா
ஏன த்வயா பாரத தைல பூர்ணா
பிரஜ்வாலிதோ ஞானமய பிரதீபஹ
பிரஜ்வாலிதோ ஞானமய பிரதீபஹ
அத த்வாதசோத்யாயஹ the 12th chapter 12 chapter 12 is has a spiritual significance 12 dvadasha akshara mantra om namo bhagavate vasudevaya also has 12 letters and bhakti this one the 12 indicates a devotion bhakti in the beginning of chapter Arjuna says to Shri Krishna when he was under confusion stress and depression and he said he won't fight and I can't fight the battle of my life and he kept quiet Shri Krishna had to wake him up You have to fight the battle of your life. And when it comes to similar situation, appears in Mahabharata also, sorry, Ramayana. In the Ramayana, Bharata, when he came back from his Kaikeya territory, when Rama was exiled, when Dasharatha had died, Vasishtha sent a messenger to Kaikeya territory, this country we need a king without king country cannot run and we need a king now only option is to bring Bharata back and Bharata was asked to come back he came back to Ayodhya 10 days after the demise of Dasharatha it took that long it's from Afghanistan he had to come And when he came, first he had bad omens, bad dreams. He was thinking something is not right. And as he came to the city, very gloomy outlook. And he could not know welcome and the shops were shut, no business and no house was decorated. And he was not uncomfortable within. He went to his mother's chamber, Kaikeyi, when he went there, and she was sitting on a golden throne, it was a golden seat, which is to be occupied by Dasharatha. She was sitting there, and merrily she went to him and hugged him and asked him to sit, inquiring, she happily said, "The king, its kingdom has come to your hand, and this is the time to rejoice. And it's you have no opposition." Bharata could not contain; he collapsed on the ground, and he started rolling on the ground, crying bitterly. Now, Kaikeyi says what Arjuna was going through. Same thing says what Krishna said. You are a king. You are not supposed to cry. Wake up and acquire the kingdom. Rule over. There is no opposition. It's a message is similar. And other token in Mahabharata in Indraprastha is Yudhishthira did Rajasuya Yaga And Arjuna, Bhima, Arjuna went to north, Bhima went to east, and Nakula went to south, and Sahadeva went to the western side to get the donation from all kings. They gave the, they brought so much of wealth, and they did Rajasuya Yaga, the glorious ceremony, and indicating that there is no opposition. So much of grand function for months together, and Krishna, Shri Krishna, deliberately asked Duryodhana to appointed, Duryodhana was also there, appointed him to receive the gifts. And they say, thousands, millions of people attended that event. The Sri Vedavyasa says, minimum everyone brought 1,000 gold coins. And Bhalika Raja, it's Bhishmacharya's uncle, he gave golden chariot, and even they say at that time fashion was so good, even vanity bag for women, they presented vanity bag made up of rat skin, and so much of this present, and Duryodhana was boiling within. Nobody is giving me, and everyone is giving to Shri Krishna. Deliberately made him do that one, and so that it has to, he has to fall down, and he was boiling within. And after that he fell in the it's such a beautiful palace, and it was created by Mayasura. It looked like a water, but there was no water. He walked on that one thinking that there is a water. He lifted his cloth and carefully walking, but no cloth, no water. And he went further, and he thought, must be this is the same. And they appeared like water, and he went through and he fell. And they appeared to be a door, and he went through, and he banged his head. And it was such a design from the central chamber, from the palace, like a security. Everyone, Yudhishthira was there, Lord Krishna was there, all the dignitaries were there. They could able to see from the central location, like a centralized security. And they were watching when Duryodhana fell. And the Yudhishthira said, we will send someone. It is difficult to go. But he did not heed to Yudhishthira's advice. He went and fell, and Shri Krishna told, sighing, Bhima, you can laugh. And Bhima, at the instruction of Krishna, he laughed heartily. Seeing him, Draupadi also laughed. And Duryodhana could able to hear. And he walked out of the palace along with his brothers and Shakuni. And on the way he was so depressed. He was talking to Shakuni, what is the point in living? There is no point in living. And it's look at the glory of them. And he went into depression. No point in living. And there is he went into depression like what Arjuna did. And Shakuni was his teacher. Shakuni said, you have to get up. You are a king. I will devise a method such a way that you can get the wealth. And Duryodhana said, I can't fight. And I don't have strength to fight Bhima. And I can't do the Rajasuya Yaga like what Yudhishthira has done. I don't have strength, but still I want their property. And Shakuni said, he woke him up, I will hook or crook, we will steal the money. And it's a advice given by Duryodhana. And whereas here, nobody refers to Shakuni's advice as a Gita and nobody is reading. Nobody is reading Kaikeyi's advice as a Gita. We are reading the Bhagavad Gita. It's a similar situation. Duryodhana went through depression. King Bharata went into depression. And Arjuna went into depression. But we are reading Bhagavad Gita. Why? It is for the heart. And it uplifts our personality. And Duryodhana was not an ordinary person. He was a highly intelligent person. And in the scripture says, Vedavyasa says, he went to many masters, many teachers. He learnt many mantras, thousands of mantras he knew. Mantras by heart. But there is no, what was lacking was devotion. And our buddhi and itself can come to a ruin. So much of intelligence. I know all the scriptures, but there is no devotion. Without bhakti, one person falls down. The paramount of our growth is the devotion. Knowledge, yes, I need a knowledge. But without devotion, it will bring out my own ruin. What happened for Duryodhana's case? Highly intelligent. Each and everything he knew. He knew whom to approach and what to get. But there was lacking was devotion. Here in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked the question and pleaded, Shri Krishna, please enlighten me. In the 9th chapter, you talked about, you pervade, everything is in you. And in the 10th chapter, you says, whatever glory is there, you are behind that one. When Shri Arjuna asked the question, and I want to see that one, what you said. Everything in you and you are in everything. In the cosmic form, Vishwarupa Darshana, he revealed his cosmic form. Arjuna could able to see everything, whatever he had to see, and everything in that Lord. Whatever he could able to see, the past, present, future, everything could able to see. And seeing that one, and towards the end, Lord says, you can have an understanding of the greater, the cosmic form, the greater purpose of Lord. You can understand only through devotion. Bhaktyastu anyaya shakya aham evam vidhorjuna jnatum drashtum cha tatvena praveshtum cha parantapa. Bhaktyastu anyaya shakya. Without devotion, you can't get in. You can quote some things, few things you can quote to impress others. To get some certificates, you can do that one. And people may recognize you, great orator, great intelligence. But without devotion, there won't be any progress in your life. And Arjuna asked the question in the 12th chapter. Now, I want to know more about devotion. How should I do the bhakti? One, contemplate on you continuously, or as last week I mentioned, one is what we see outside, Prakriti, Lakshmi Tattva, and whatever glory. Should I go out and seek out, or the other option I mentioned, alternative, and there is in the Vedanta last week I mentioned in international it's a world parliament of religion, they had a classification. If you are a Hindu, whether Vaishnava, Shaiva, Shakta, or it's a Vedanti. Vedanti means there is no form, there is no name, and just be and just contemplate on that one. Whether that, those two parts, which one is better? Arjuna asked that question, and Shri Krishna says, the first one. Second one, very difficult. The chances of falling down is great. Shri Krishna advises all of us to take the first path, to make inroad in our sadhana. And Arjuna asked the question, evam satata yuktaye, continue devotion is not a part-time devotion. Should I devote you that continuous devotion, not once a month, once a week, once a week I go to the place of worship, or once a month or once a year I go to the place of worship, or sometimes in the morning 2 minutes, in the evening 2 minutes I do. Is it that all? Shri Krishna, Arjuna asked the question. It's not a part-time occasion. It is a continuous 24 hours, 365 days times 24. That is the devotion. One who is totally surrenders, that is called as devotion. We have done up to 11 shlokas. We'll go through that one. Evam Arjuna Vacha.
Arjuna Vacha.
Evam Satata Yuktaye.
Evam Satata Yuktaye.
Bhaktastvam Pariyupasate.
Bhaktastvam Pariyupasate.
Echa Pyakshara Avyaktam.
Echa Pyaksharam Avyaktam.
Tesham Ke Yoga Vittamaha.
Tesham Ke Yoga Vittamaha.
Yoga Vittamaha. These two type of yogis, who is better? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Maya Veshyamano Emam.
Maya Veshyamano Emam.
Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Nitya Yukta Upasate.
Shraddhaya Parayopeta.
Shraddhaya Parayopeta.
Teme Yukta Tamamata.
Teme Yukta Tamamata.
Etvakshara Anirdeshyam.
Etvaksharam Anirdeshyam.
Avyaktam Pariyupasate.
Avyaktam Pariyupasate.
Sarvatra Gama Achintyancha.
Sarvatra Gama Achintyancha.
Kutastha Achalam Dhruvam.
Kutastham Achalam Dhruvam.
Sanyam Indriya Gramam.
Indriya Gramam.
Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha.
Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha.
Te Prapnuvanti Mameva.
Te Prapnuvanti Mameva.
Sarvabhuta Hiterataha.
Sarvabhuta Hiterataha.
Klesho Adhikarastesha.
Klesho Adhikarastesha.
Avyakta Sakta Chetasam.
Avyakta Sakta Chetasam.
Avyakta Hi Gatir Dukkham.
Avyakta Hi Gatir Dukkham.
Dehavad Biravapyate.
Dehavad Biravapyate.
The second type, the Shri Krishna says, Gatir Dukkham. End result is confusion, ignorance, falling, suffering. And its a path is very hard. And Shri Krishna recommends to have, not to say that there is no name, no form, and just be, is not, it won't take us anywhere. It is, chances of fall is much greater. And if you are doing that one, Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha, the second path if you are taking, you should be 100% committed to serving others. No personal agenda. And you should have very refined personality. And it's a, you have to lead very, very disciplined life. And small mistake, it will bring down your ruin. And Yetu
Sarvani Karmani. Yetu Sarvani Karmani.
Mai Sanyasya Matparaha.
Mai Sanyasya Matparaha.
Ananye Naiva Yogena.
Ananye Naiva Yogena.
Mam Dhyayanta Upasate.
Mam Dhyayanta Upasate.
Tesha Aham Samudharta.
Tesha Aham Samudharta.
Mrityu Samsara Sagarat.
Mrityu Samsara Sagarat.
Bhavami Na Chirat Partha.
Bhavami Na Chirat Partha.
Maya Veshita Chetasam.
Maya Veshita Chetasam.
Those who are devoted to me, I will take them away from the constant birth and death. And And Shri Krishna talks about the four types he talked about to do the sadhana. One is always fix your mind and intellect on me. And the first option he gives that one, mind and intellect. I mentioned last week, mind and intellect are like a wife and the husband. They should align together. When the mind, its intellect is polluted, memory also becomes weak. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna earlier, he talked about the fall of a person, Vishaya Vinivart, always think of the kamat krodho bijayate, krodat bhavati sanmoha, sanmoha smriti vibhramaham, smriti bramshat buddhinashom, buddhinashat vinashyati. When the mind becomes, your memory becomes very weak, your intellect, and it will be confused. And so you have to, aim. Do the sadhana with the positive thinking and reinforce your chitta memory shell. You strengthen the memory shell so that your intellect won't mislead you. And you strengthen your memory and with positive thought, again and again, in the company of good people, strengthen your memory so that your intellect won't mislead you to the wrong path. Get confused by opinions of people, and intellect and mind should fall in together. Mayeva mana adastva,
mayeva mana adastva,
mai buddhim niveshaya,
mai buddhim niveshaya,
nivashishyasi mayeva,
nivashishyasi mayeva,
ata urdhvam na samshayah,
ata urdhvam na samshayah,
ata chittam samadhatum,
ata chittam
na shaknoshi mai sthiram,
na shaknoshi mai sthiram,
abhyasa yogena tato,
abhyasa yogena tato,
mamichchaptum dhananjaya,
mamichchaptum dhananjaya.
Mind and intellect, if you can't align that one together, always thinking on the, of the Lord, if it is, if you find that one difficult, not to get brooded on, worried on that one, practice. Abhyasa yogena. Constantly practice to do that one. When our mind slips out, practice, practice. And by practice, you will be able to align your mind and intellect on the Lord. You can do that one. And that is called as practice. Always be associated with the noble company, good company, and it's by practice you can do that one. And Shri Krishna in the third one it says, even practice is difficult. Abhyasepya asamarthosi,
abhyasepya asamarthosi,
matkarma paramo bhava,
matkarma paramo bhava,
madartam api karmani,
madartam api karmani,
kurvan siddhi mavapsyasi,
kurvan siddhi mavapsyasi.
And do the karma palatyagam, abhyasena asamarthosi matkarma. Do whatever you are doing as an offering to the Lord. I am doing, I can't practice, my mind slips out. But at least whatever you are doing, you say that I am working 9 to 5, or I am a teacher, or I am working, whatever job I have, whatever I am doing, if I am a doctor, if I am treating them, I am treating the Lord in this person. It is a service to the Lord. And whatever I am doing, it is an offering to the Lord. Do that one. Take the third option. Shri Krishna says, abhyasepya asamarthosi,
abhyasepya asamarthosi,
matkarma paramo bhava,
matkarma paramo bhava,
madartham api karmani,
madartham api karmani,
kurvan siddhi mavapsyasi,
kurvan siddhi mavapsyasi.
Even if you can't do that one as an offering to the Lord, you can't do that one also. If you find that one difficult, Shri Krishna, he talks about do whatever you want to do, but don't take the responsibility of the outcome. whether good things can happen or positive outcome, negative outcome, not to get bogged down. And do not get bogged down with the outcome of your work. It's you are working and treating patients or teaching yoga or whatever job you are doing, whatever comes in your life, take that one. It's a don't take the responsibility. If something goes right, this is because of me. Something goes wrong, it is because of that person. I am ruined. Not to point fingers at anyone. And not to take the credit or discredit. Throw your heart behind whatever you are doing without taking the credit or discredit. It's atayitadapya ashaktosi kartum udyoga ashrita
kartum udyoga ashrita
sarva karma phalatyagam
tatakuru yatatmavan.
We had to say pa. Last week I mentioned not fa. Many people they say fa. It is not fa. It is pa pa. Second pa. You have to press. Put the pressure on that one. If you just say without putting the pressure, palatyagam pa. If you just say pa pala, pala means flesh, meat. And Shri Krishna, palatyagam, stay away from meat. It is not that one. Away, stay away from the fruit of the action. Palatyagam, you have to apply the pressure on that one. Again, ataitadapya ashaktosi
kartum udyoga ashrita
sarva karma phalatyagam
tatakuru yatatmavan.
Now Shri Krishna for he talked about how it's the comparison. He compares that one, analyzes everything in summary. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. It's we have to pronounce properly jna. We have to say jna. And in North India, that jna is not there. They say gyan. And jnana yoga, they say in North India, bhakti yoga and jnana yoga. It is not jnana yoga. You have to pronounce jnana yoga. It's your nasal also, the air should come out through your jnana yoga. Jna, you have to pronounce properly. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. Jnana dhyanam vishishyate. Jnanat karma phalatyaga. Tyaga shanti anantaram. Everyone is seeking the happiness. Whatever I am doing in my life, I want happiness. What is the means? I tried out everything. I bought expensive things in my house. I earned so much of money. I have so much of money in the bank. And I have bought all the expensive gadgets. And whatever, I dined in most expensive restaurants. Still, inside there is no happiness. Then it comes. Then I realized happiness is not outside, it is something within. After many lives, Shri Krishna says, after beaten up again and again in our life, that person, seeker, not, it is not outside, it is something inside. I want peace. How to get that one? Then one starts seeking within. That spirituality dawns. It is not outside, it is in. I have to get that one. How to get that one? I have to get the peace, happiness, bliss, joy within. How to get? Shri Krishna says, first, acquire the shreyohi jnana abhyasat. Acquire the knowledge. Try to first make an effort to acquire knowledge. Some people, they say, I just want to chant Bhagavad Gita, I don't want the meaning. And first Sri Krishna says, have desire to acquire knowledge. Acquire knowledge. Knowledge is a paramount. It's a starting point. Shreyo hi jnana abhyasat. Strive for a knowledge. Jnana dhyanam vishishyate. When you start getting the knowledge, you can contemplate. You can do the meditation on what you have understood. And you can synthesize what you understood. You can refine the knowledge. You can, when you acquire a knowledge, there are some unwanted stuff and wanted stuff. You don't want unwanted stuff in whatever you acquire to pollute your mind. You have to meditate so that the disturbing thing, unwanted thing, crude things should settle down. The clarity should come out. You should get the clarity in your thinking. Clarity in your life you get only through meditation. One is knowledge, yes, and knowledge has both crude form and refined form. It is my job to bring down all the unwanted stuff, crude stuff. It has to settle down. Clarity, it has to do, come out. That is jnana dhyanam vishishyate. Meditation is you have to do with so that your knowledge, clarity in thinking goes up. So, why I have to do? Some people they say, I don't want anything to do with the world. I just want to do meditation. I want to sit. I have to enjoy the bliss within. Sri Krishna says, not that one. When the clarity in your thinking improves, whatever you are doing outside, it will be a great work. If you want to do something marvelous, whether you are a material science, whether you are working in a big corporate or your own company you are working or running a family or going through the difficult situation, you can handle the things much better than what others can do. Dhyana karma palatyagam. And you can handle the situation, you can do things much better because you know how to do the action without getting attached. You do the action such a way that the repercussion from the action, positive or negative, like in the previous shloka, Shri Krishna said, karma palatyagam, a yogi with the knowledge, with the meditation, when he or she does the action, never takes the responsibility. Because with the clear thinking I have done, with the clear objective I have done, even some mistakes may happen. This person won't get stressed out and takes the responsibility. Goes extremely well. Still, this person doesn't want to take any credit. Because one, he's established, he or she is established within. Dhyanat karma palatyagam. And such a person, tyagat karma palatyagam, tyagat palatyagam, karma palatyagam, tyaga shanti anantaram. By that, when that person is not taking the credit for success or failure, that person doesn't go into high mode or into the depression. That person stays level-headed. Tyagat shanti anantaram. That person will be radiating the peace, radiating the joy in that person's life. And this is the mark of a devotee. This is the hallmark of a devotee. Devotee never feel that very worried. What will happen? What will happen? This is a glow in the face of a, it's a mark, a glow in the face is a mark of a bhakta, devotee. And repeat that one. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. Jnana dhyanam vishishyate.
Jnana dhyanam vishishyate.
ಧ್ಯಾನಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಫಲ ತ್ಯಾಗ ತ್ಯಾಗ ಶಾಂತಿ ಅನಂತರಂ
ತ್ಯಾಗ ಶಾಂತಿ ಅನಂತರಂ.
ನೌ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ಓಕೆ, ಹೌ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋ ರೇಡಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಜಾಯ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ರೇಡಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪೀಸ್. ನೌ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ Shri Krishna has defined that one. You have to karma palatyaga, you have to do that one and continuously think about the Lord, mind and intellect. You have to align, you have to practice and do all the actions for the Lord, or give up the hankering for the desired outcome. And he mentioned, now Shri Krishna dives into the next phase of this chapter. 40 qualities required by a devotee, which makes the Lord very happy. That this quality, and I may say, I am a devotee. I may claim myself, I am a devotee of the Lord. I can claim whatever, and I can put my in my letterhead also. I am a great devotee of Lord. I can my signature everywhere, and or I can ask other people, be devoted. Is it, I may be claiming myself a devotee, whether Lord will accept me as a devotee? That's a question. I can claim I am a devotee, and for that one, devotion two ways it should flow, and two people are required. And one person, yes, I am a great devotee, and whether Lord will accept me, that is more important. In order for the Lord to accept me as a devotee, Lord says, acquire these qualities. I will accept you as a devotee. By accepting, I will look after your welfare. Why I have to, when the Lord accepts you as a devotee, and then Bhagavad Gita, we see the picture. It's a Shri Krishna chariot, Shri Krishna is a driver, and Arjuna is a passenger at the back. And as when happens, once dives, realizes, becomes a devotee, then he or she realizes, in fact, nothing I am doing. He is the driver, he is looking after. He is everything, whatever happening, in fact, he is running the chariot of my life. And one experiences that one. Until then, I am so stressed. I have to run the family, I have to work, I have to make money, I have to make my living, I have to educate my children, I have to look after my husband or my wife, I have to look after my parents. I am stressed out. I am thinking I am running the chariot. As one becomes a devotee, realizes, I am not doing anything. He is looking after, I am just a passenger. Worry free. And that symbolic representation of chariot and that one, it is not only a physical experience we have to experience. As we dive deep into the sadhana, we realize only he is doing. He made me to think I am doing. He made me to think I am. My ego has gone up. Very proud, very arrogant I became. And when it melted, my salutations. Bhushtante ukti videma. I can say only one thing. My salutations to you. I have nothing else. That devotee, mark of a devotee. In the Lord Krishna says, become that way. I will run your life. Otherwise, if you think you are running, you know what happened. And repeat after me these 40 qualities. Adveshta sarva bhutanam.
Adveshta sarva bhutanam.
Maitra karuna evacha.
Maitra karuna evacha.
Nirmamo nirahankara.
Nirmamo nirahankara.
Samadukka sukakshami.
Samadukka sukakshami.
One is Advaishta. Advaishta, first quality of a devotee, Sri Krishna says, no enmity against anyone. Some people, they say, even if I die, I won't forget that person. And so much of it's hatred. Hatred is there. And hatred doesn't mean that you accept everything in your life. No. Don't hate the action, not the person. And now the world, whole world, in the coronavirus situation, we have seen in the individually that my hatred, individually, collectively, individuals comes together, collectively becomes a feeling of a nation. That nation is having so much of enmity against other nation. One country is carrying the enmity for decades, for centuries. It is carrying on. And it is that when the sun or moon, air, water, it belongs to everyone. And this earth also belongs to everyone. Perchance I have born in this country, and why I should think only this is better, not that one? Suppose I have so much of enmity. In the scripture it says, if you carry so much of enmity against certain country, so much of thinking, negative, 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 you will be born in that country in the next life. To experience how it feels. I have so much of enmity against one religion. So much of enmity. And in the next life, that person will be born in that religion. To experience. You carried so much of enmity. Understand what is that one. And action and reaction. To overcome that one, Sri Krishna says, not to carry any, it's an enmity against anyone. First quality of a devotee. Devotee is not, it's a mark of a devotee, hallmark of a devotee. It's an enriched person. Sri Krishna is talking us, talking to all of us, how to enrich our personality. Advaishta sarva bhutanam. All beings, not only my family, not only my countrymen, it is all the animals also. You have to look after, look after. Even the animals also do not have a enmity. Even animals, they kill not out of enmity. They kill only if they are hungry. A lion kills a prey not out of enmity. It kills out of hunger. It is an instinct. But humans, we have not stooped down to instinct level. And it's even animals do not carry enmity. Why do you carry that one? Advaishta sarva bhutanam. Then and Sri Krishna says maitra. Maitra, maitra, maitra sarva bhutanam. You can say maitra sarva bhutanam. Friendliness with anyone, with everyone. And yoga, yoga means to connect. And don't get bogged down. It is you are doing work only for your community, only for the people talking your language, or only people belonging to your religion, or only people belonging to your state, or only people belonging to some pocket. It says you have to when the devotion, Lord is manifesting, he pervades everywhere. The Vasudeva means one who pervades everywhere. You should able to realize that one. Extend your friendship with everywhere and reach out. Help out wherever you can. Advaishta sarvabhutanam maitra karuna evacha. Be compassionate. And if something is not right, somebody requires a hand, don't say it is their karma. Let them go through. Let them suffer. reach out wherever you can. This whether physically or monetarily or through words, kind words or through prayer, you pray for everyone. Reach out, help out monetarily, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and be compassionate. Compassionate personified. Nirmamo nirahankara. Nirmama nirahankara. Nirmama, not always too possessive of your things. I earned so much of money and it is my money, my property, my car, my this one, my bungalow, my. Always don't say me. In India, the swamis, they don't say I, they say we. We means they are not an individual person, they are a representative of people. That's why they say we. In UK, queen says we. She never says I, she says we. We indicates she is representing the countrymen. She is not taking the action for herself. And nirmama, and not to keep on saying, I have done so much for you, I have done so much for you. And who are you? First of all, I don't know that one. Reduce that one. Nirmama, nirahankara. Nirahankara, the fifth one, it's not arrogant. Not too arrogant. If you are successful in your life, not to be very arrogant. Arrogant and starts looking down on people. And whether monetarily you are successful or professionally or in a business or in a health, whatever, not to look down on others. Nirmamo nirahankara samadukkha sukha. And samadukkha sukha. And yoga's definition, samatvam yoga uchyate, balanced in sukha and dukkha, happiness and things as go as planned or do not go as planned. Not to go into depression or go overboard if things going it's as planned. Balanced personality. And the seventh one, kshami, able to pardon others' mistake, and not to take it to your heart and waiting for an opportunity to give it back. That person has done, in the appropriate time I will give it back, I won't forget. It's a mark of a devotee, able to forget. If you do not forget, if you keep on thinking on that one, waiting for an opportunity, in the last minute of your life, only that one starts haunting you. You are building, putting the stone onto your own head. Forget about that one, otherwise it will start troubling you. If you can't take the revenge back this life, you will be born in the next life to take a revenge. Why take on additional karma to give it back? I don't want extra karma. Giving it back, and that person reciprocates, giving reciprocate, why I should take on more karma? It doesn't mean that you have to become a doormat. And as I mentioned, you have to stand up for the action, you have to oppose. But internally, it should not affect your inner peace. Internally, you have to pardon. From outside, if you have to oppose, yes, I have to oppose. But not within, not at the cost of my peace. The seven qualities again. Advaishta sarvabhutanam. Maitra karuna evacha. Nirmamo nirahankara. Samadukkha sukakshami. Santushta satatam yogi. Yatatma dhrida nischayaha. Mayarpita mano buddhi. ಯೋ ಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯ ದಿಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ 7 ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಹಿ ಟಚಸ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೀ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಸಂತುಷ್ಟ ಸತತಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ರೆವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಫೇಸ್ ಕಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ದ ಸಿಚುಯೇಷನ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಎಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಕಾಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆರೀನ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ serving the Lord in the other being by we being happy. Santushta satatam, always happy. Yogi, that yogi is always happy. Yatatma means that person doesn't give up easily. Whatever project has been assigned onto that person or whatever project is taken up by that person, that devotee never gives up halfway through. It is too difficult, who will do? And never, whatever task given, come what may, path is not easy, I know, but yathatma, always trying, never gives up, because the path of purity, path of perfection, it is not easy. Path of realization is not easy. It is not for a weak hearted. You need to work on that one. Again, day and night, years together, you had to work. Yathatma, you had to practice. Dhrida nischayaha. To practice regularly, one has to have a firm conviction within, not a wavery mind. Mind and intellect should get aligned. Firm conviction within. It is not a wavery conviction. Firmly conviction within. Belief in the teacher, whatever teacher says. Yes, I trust 100%. Not a question mark. That person said this one, this person said that one. Wavering here and there, not that one. Firm dhrida nischayaha. Mayarpita mano buddhi. Offering the mind and intellect completely onto the Lord. 100% devotion to the Lord. And it's a devotion. And last week also I mentioned, week before also, in India, Hindus, people following, we ourselves don't know what Hinduism means. I have to worship Lord Shiva. If I don't do, he'll be unhappy. And Tuesday, I have to worship Ganapati. Otherwise, he'll be unhappy. And Wednesday, I have to worship another God. Durga, I have to worship. And Thursday, I have to worship my Guru, I have to worship. Friday, I have to worship Lakshmi. And Saturday, Hanuman, I have to worship. Sunday, I have to worship Surya. And otherwise, they will be unhappy. And here and there. And one day, I am devoted to Shiva. One day, I am Ganapati. One day, Durga. One day, Lakshmi. One day, Hanuman. One day, Sun. And it is not a wavery mind. It's a Lord within everything. What 15th chapter talked about. What Bhagavad Gita is talking about. Within everyone, that Supreme Lord is there. Whatever I am doing, my salutation only to Him. Akasha patitam toyam yata gacchati sagaram sarvadeva namaskaram keshavam prati gacchati. Like rainwater. Wherever it is falling, it is reaching the ocean. Whatever is my worship, whether Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe the object is different, but goal is the same, like rainwater reaching the ocean. All my salutations is directed to you, O Lord. Whatever may be the Monday, maybe through Lord Shiva or Ganapati or Durga or Hanuman, I am worshipping through Lakshmi, whatever, but it is towards you, because they are the beauty of the manifestation. They are here, they are expressing, they are here to support the devotees. They are doing your work. I am saluting you through them. Mayarpita manobuddhi. Mind is totally focused on that one. Mayarpita manobuddhi. Yo madbhakta. That type of devotee is dear to me. And here again, santushta satatam yogi yatatma drida nischayaha. And 11 qualities and Shri Krishna has covered so far in the two shlokas. Repeat again. Advesta sarvabhutanam.
Advesta sarvabhutanam.
Maitra karuna evacha.
Maitra karuna evacha.
Nirmamo nirahankara.
Nirmamo nirahankara.
Samadukka sukakshami.
Samadukka sukakshami.
Santushta satatam yogi.
Santushta satatam yogi.
Yatatma drida nischayaha.
Mayarpita mano buddhi.
Yo mag bhakta same priyaha.
Yo mag bhakta same priyaha.
Again, all 12, it's 14 shlokas. Arjuna vacha.
Arjuna vacha.
Evam satata yuktaye.
Evam satata yuktaye.
Bhaktastvam pariyupasate.
Bhaktastvam pariyupasate.
Echapyaksharam avyaktam. Tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Tesham ke yoga vittamaha.
Shri Bhagavan vacha.
Shri Bhagavan vacha.
Maya veshya mano emam.
Maya veshya mano emam.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Shraddhaya parayopeta.
Shraddhaya parayopeta.
Te me yukta tamamataha.
Te me yukta tamamataha.
Etvakshara nirdesham.
Etvakshara nirdesham.
Avyaktam pariyupasate.
Avyaktam pariyupasate.
Sarvatra gamachintyancha.
Sarvatra gamachintyancha.
Kutastha achalam dhruvam.
Kutastham achalam dhruvam.
Sanyam indriyagramam.
Sanyam indriyagramam.
Sarvatra samabuddhayah.
Sarvatra samabuddhayah.
Te praapnuvanti mameva.
Te praapnuvanti mameva.
Sarvabhuta hite rataha.
Sarvabhuta hite rataha.
Klesho adhikarastesha.
Klesho adhikarastesha.
Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta hi gatir dukkham.
Avyakta hi gatir dukkham.
Deha vadbiravapyate. Yetu sarvani karmani.
Yetu sarvani karmani.
Mai sanyasya matparaha.
Mai sanyasya matparaha.
Ananye naiva yogena.
Ananye naiva yogena.
Mam dhyayanta upasate.
Mam dhyayanta upasate.
Tesha aham samuddhartha.
Tesha aham samuddhartha.
Mrutya samsara sagharat. Bhavami na chirat partha.
Bhavami na chirat partha.
Maya veshita chetasam.
Maya veshita chetasam.
Mayeva manadastva.
Mayeva manadastva.
May buddhim niveshaya.
May buddhim niveshaya.
Nivashishyasi mayeva.
Nivashishyasi mayeva.
Ata urdhvam na samshayaha.
Ata urdhvam na samshayaha.
Ata chittam samadhatum.
Ata chittam
na shaknoshi mai sthiram.
Na shaknoshi mai sthiram.
Abhyasa yogena tato.
Abhyasa yogena tato.
Mamichaptum dhananjaya.
Mamichaptum dhananjaya.
Abhyasena asamartosi.
Abhyasepya asamartosi.
Matkarma paramo bhava.
Matkarma paramo bhava.
Adartha तदर्थमपि कर्माणि कुर्वन् सिद्धिमवाप्स्यसि अतैतदप्य अशक्तोऽसि कर्तुम् उद्योग आश्रितः
अद्वेष्टा सर्वभूतानां मैत्रकरुण एव च निर्ममो निरहंकारः संतुष्टः सततं योगी यो मद्भक्ता स मे प्रियः।